5. Totalitarianism, the consequence of communist politics. It's widely known that communist totalitarian countries control all aspects of the personal lives of their subjects. The non-violent forms of communism gradually and continually expand government power, increasing control over social life and eventually moving toward an authoritarian system. In countries where communist totalitarian power has not yet been established, people are also in danger of losing their freedoms at almost any time. Even more frightening is the fact that modern totalitarianism uses science and technology to carry out personal surveillance and extreme control of life, something never seen before. A. Totalitarianism eradicates free will and suppresses kindness. When human beings follow the traditional values established by the divine, God will lead people in the further development of that culture. Having a culture informed by divine inspiration is an important channel for people to connect with the divine. Based on this culture, the variety of methods of social organization that is political life is derived. God gives people free will and the ability to manage their own affairs. People ought to manage themselves through self-discipline, moral conduct, and responsibility for themselves and their families. After studying American politics in the 19th century, the French political scientist Alexis de Tocqueville came to a great appreciation for the society. He was impressed with Americans' ability for introspection, their understanding of evil, their willingness to solve problems with patience, and the general lack of violence in solving social problems. He thought that the greatness of the United States lies in its ability to correct its own mistakes. What the communist evil specter wants, on the other hand, is totalitarian politics in order to instigate people to oppose tradition and morality, and to block the path for people to incline toward goodness and toward the divine. People in communist countries, however, are transformed from being God's people to becoming subjects of the devil, all without noticing it. Gradually, they willingly obey the norms that accord with the devil. In communist countries, the government monopolizes social resources, including the economy, the educational system, and the media. Thus, everything must be carried out by following the instructions of Communist Party leaders, and their methods of rule are based on lies, evil, and violence. Those who try to follow their conscience and incline toward goodness end up violating the party's ideology and rules, and are called enemies of the party. They then become the underclass, forced to struggle at the bottom of society, or they simply die. In free societies, the government is also moving toward authoritarianism, with big government coming to control almost everything. One of the characteristics of autocratic politics is a strong central government that plans and directs the economy. At present, Western governments have increasingly strengthened their ability to intervene and control the economy to achieve government plans. They use the instruments of state revenue and expenditures, taxation, and debt financing. At the same time, their sphere of management has come to encompass beliefs, families, education, the economy, culture, energy and resources, transportation, communications, travel, and more. From the expansion of the central administrative power to local governmental control over the lives of citizens, numerous laws and judgments, the result has been an all-round expansion of governmental power and unprecedented societal control. For instance, the purchase of health insurance is mandatory, lest people be fined. In the name of the public interest, governments can deprive people of their property and personal rights. A totalitarian government uses political correctness as an excuse to deprive people of their freedom of speech and dictate what people can and cannot say. Those who openly denounce sinister policies are dismissed as engaging in hate speech. Those who dare to oppose political correctness are marginalized, isolated, in some cases fired, and in extreme instances threatened or attacked. Using deviated political standards to replace upright moral standards and enforcing them with the power of the law, regulation, and public attacks, creates an atmosphere of social terror and pressure, suppressing people's free will and the freedom to pursue kindness. This is the essence of totalitarian politics.